Moody in the morning.
The coffee is on.
WSJM.
Now, on with the show.
8:11 on the Moody in the Morning Show. It is Monday, November 27th, 2017. Cyber Monday, they call it, I guess. And it's time for Monday Morning Money Talk. Andy in the house with us this morning from United Federal Credit Union, Lori Owen, Branch Manager in Niles. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Happy to have you. And also with us this morning, Becky Tomczyk, Program Manager at Junior Achievement of Bergen and Cass Counties. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Happy to have you as well.
Thank you.
Well, hopefully everything was A-okay with the family Thanksgiving and everybody safe and sound back at home and ready to go.
Absolutely.
And great time. And, as we've been giving thanks here over the last several days, and of course, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. And lots of folks thinking about the all the wonderful things that happen this time of year for most folks, hopefully. We talk a little bit about, Lori, we'll start with you and your volunteer time and involvement with Junior Achievement. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've been involved with Junior Achievement for at least the last 10 years. And United Federal Credit Union, we are very committed to supporting our communities, which what better way to go out in the classrooms to help students, especially in our local schools, volunteering and to show our talents that we offer from the credit union. So Junior Achievement, I really enjoy the first, second, and third grades when I'm going to the schools. Very well laid out programs. Junior Achievement gives you the tools necessary, the student workbooks that I get, then the teacher gets one, so it can go right along with their curriculum. Right now I'm really enjoying, we're doing Our Family. I'm doing a first grade over in Niles, and we're talking really about what our needs and wants are, so it really lines right with the Thanksgiving holiday, too.
Right, and Christmas as well, yeah. Because there are needs and then there are wants,
right.
As we all know. Well, Becky, why don't we talk a little bit about Junior Achievement, if others might be interested in doing what Becky's doing and getting involved and being a part of that, what should they do?
Yeah, my name is Becky Tomczyk, and I'm the program manager for Junior Achievement. So I recruit volunteers and look for people in the community to help us out. So what we do is we go into the traditional model, which is a volunteering session. So you would take 5 45-minute sessions in a classroom, like Lori was talking about, and we give you all the materials, the curriculum, and we train you on the content. We walk you through the materials with you. It's really fun. I'm doing a third grade class myself and really enjoying it over at Lincoln School. We do about 70 classes in the fall that are just finishing up, and then we are going to do about 140 in the spring. So looking for volunteers right now for that.
Okay. So talk a little bit about the impact that Junior Achievement has on the community.
Oh, absolutely. When we go into the community and make such a difference in a classroom, we get asked back every year. The kids are so excited to see JA. They're like, oh, JA's here. And they're so excited to see us. It gives them a break from their regular classroom day, and it gives them some financial literacy information, work readiness, career information, and then entrepreneurship, which if we impact the kids at such an age, we do grade school, middle school, and high school. So our philosophy is that if we can hit them about 5 or 6 different times, at least, some schools do every grade, but every school is different in that fact. And when we kind of hit them, we see the growth and impact that we have on those kids, and they take on different careers than they would have thought about originally.
Yeah. Lori, I would venture to guess with your role as branch manager at Niles for United Federal Credit Union, teaching financial literacy, you could probably almost do it without the workbooks and the guides and everything, because and that's what you're all about every day, right?
Mm-hmm, we are. And it's great. We use tools in the classroom, too, and a lot of the teachers will let us bring in our laptops so we can do the PowerPoint and show students the online banking and technology. So not just learning all those math skills, but they're learning technology too. So you get that hands-on feel, and you really see what Becky was saying too, the bright-eyed and the, oh, Junior Achievement is here. It's just so fun. They get to just step aside and do some things, even though they don't realize it really will impact them on what the teacher is teaching them to.
Well, yeah, I think one of the best things that teachers and folks like you can do is show them what I called back from the days when we had a program at Cornerstone Alliance it would call it an aha moment, where aha standing for actually has application. So you show them, here's why you're learning math, because if you didn't know math, you wouldn't be able to add up or subtract all those things that you're buying from your checkbook and things like that. So you have to know those things in order to be able to move on in life, right?
Mm-hmm. We were just playing a game in my third grade class, and they were actually understanding the impact of buying an expensive pair of shoes. They had a check register, and they were looking at it and saying, okay, I have $250. And as they were going around the game board, they would stop at different sections and have a fun application for it. And so they would say, the one piece would say, oh, you need to spend $60 on a pair of shoes. And they're like, what?
There's no way.
Right. No way am I going to take this much left. Part of my money, right? So they were, really impacted by, what they were are given and what they were had to earn along the way.
True aha moment, no question.
Definitely.
So how do schools get selected for Junior Achievement?
So schools get selected. We actually go in and ask them if they would like to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. So we have a group of schools that we've been in for years now. So in the spring, we'll be teaching in Lakeshore and Coloma and Cassopolis. I do Berrien and Cass County. So all of those, Bridgman, Dowagiac, Lake Michigan, Catholic, Niles, those are all the schools that we're going to be in the spring. If they are interested in having Junior Achievement, then they would just contact me. And my number is 269-277-0162. You can also go on to JANI, which is JA of Northern Indiana, part of my group, JANI.org, JANI.org, and fill out the volunteer information or ask for additional information, and we can get to you from there.
Okay. Now, Lori, you talked about teaching and enjoying, especially teaching at the lower grades. What grades are involved across the board? Do you take multiple grade levels?
Yes, we try to hit them at every section of grade. So we have grade school, and some schools do every single year. Like Lincoln School does kindergarten all the way through fifth grade.
Okay.
And then we have Lakeshore Middle School, and then we have high schools as well. So we have a few middle schools and a few high schools. So in the high school level, you're looking more, impacting career success and personal finance and those type of things. And it gets a little bit more in depth every year. So hopefully that they've had it in younger grades so that just builds on each other.
Sure. And Lori, I'm sure it's a little more rewarding teaching the littlest kids how to do it, because they're usually a little more malleable, and they don't have set ways that you have to try and change and you have a little more direct impact, I guess, huh?
Right. They just enjoy seeing a new person coming into their room, and then you tell them every week, this is the time I'm going to be back. And then you walk in and they're just super excited to see you. And you just see those eyes looking at you, and they're so ready to learn.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to see.
Well, hats off to you, Lori, and all of your teammates. You at United Federal Credit Union, you're involved in so many ways all across the entire region and in so many endeavors, whether it's Junior Achievement or United Way or any of a whole host of things. And hats off to the management team at United Federal for making that time possible for you guys to be able to go out and do things like that.
Yep, they do. All of our employees at the credit union get 8 hours every year of volunteer time. So we really request that all of our employees utilize that time.
Absolutely.
Without our partnerships in the community, we just wouldn't even be able to do impact what we could do.
No question. Well, Becky, best of luck. And one last time, if anybody would like to get involved in Junior Achievement, either as a volunteer or a school that somehow got missed along the way, or a teacher that says, hey, they didn't ask me, we'd like to have Junior Achievement here. What should they do?
Sure. You can contact me, Becky. And my number again is 269-277-0162. Or go on our website, jani.org, and fill out the volunteer information.
All right, very good. That's Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday morning. Lori Owen, Branch Manager at Niles for United Federal. Thank you much, Lori.
Thank you so much.